This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The strength comes as we put on the armor of God. Suddenly, we're infused with the strength that belongs only to the Lord. Let's look at verse 14 that says, "Stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist." The belt of truth. The belt was a significant article of clothing in the life of a Roman soldier because it held everything together. The sword hung from it. It held a lot of his garments together, and it girded him up so that he was prepared for battle. And isn't it interesting, Paul uses the analogy, that's what truth does for you. Those of you that are married, how would you feel if somebody said this about your husband? You know, your husband's a nice guy, really gracious, never tells the truth, but he's a nice guy. Your wife, she's the sweetest lady I've ever met. She tells lies continually, but she's sweet, she's nice. You'd say, it wouldn't make any difference. Why? Because truth would be missing, and so it is. In your relationship with the Lord, truth is foundational. It's basic. We've got to start with the truth. And what would Jesus say about himself? I am the way and the truth. I am the way and the truth. He claimed to be the embodiment of truth. The breastplate of righteousness is also mentioned in verse 14. The breastplate was made of metal. The Greek word for breastplate is the word thorax. Some of you have been to a thoracic surgeon, somebody who operates specifically on the organs in the chest or on the chest itself. And that's the word, thorax. And it covers the vital organs. And Paul says, your breastplate, your protection, is the righteousness of God. And I know what people think when they hear that. They say, well, to be honest with you, I haven't been that righteous lately. I don't think of myself as a righteous man or a righteous woman. And here's what I love to tell people. Romans says that as a Christian, we have a righteousness that comes from God, that comes to us, how? Through good works? No, through faith in Jesus Christ. Do you get that? You have a righteousness from God that's imputed, it's credited to your account, that comes from believing in God and believing in His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's the righteousness that protects our heart, the righteousness that comes from the Lord. Verse 15 says, your feet are to be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Those of you that do any serious running, jogging, or whatever, know the importance of shoes. Those of you that have been in the military know the importance of shoes. You can't function without your feet being covered and outfitted for what you have to do. Shoes are important, whether you're a soldier or a runner. And it's interesting, our feet are to be covered. Feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And I was interested in the word readiness, and I found out it means ready to share. Do you have anyone in your family that you would describe this way? She's always ready to tell her gripes about so-and-so. Well, he's always ready to complain to me about his work situation. Well, he's always ready to talk about politics. She's always ready to talk about the Democrats or the Republicans. And we all know people who are ready to talk at the drop of a hat. And my question is this, are you ready to share good news with somebody? The good news of Christ? And that doesn't mean you have to be a scholar, a Bible scholar. It just means you say, I want to share where I found hope. It's in Christ. And that's where I found forgiveness. And it's where it keeps me going every day. It's not me and believing in me and self-confidence. It's Christ confidence. That's what that means.
Well, I'd like for you to tune in tomorrow to continue this message, or if not, at least go to our website, crosshope.org, to listen to this message in its entirety. I hope you know our website has all these messages you hear on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.